Hello, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, where we're reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me today. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope you enjoy listening and that you'll decide to join us every day. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you've been with me on previous episodes, I'm glad you're back. Hey, if you'd be so kind, would you please take a moment to leave a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts? It'll help others to find the show. And of course, tell your friends in person and on social media. You can point them to bible.lifespringmedia.com. Today's Wednesday, hump day, halfway through the week. That means we get to read from Psalms 1 and 2, which we'll do from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 1. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the nations rebel and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and his anointed one. Let us tear off their chains and free ourselves from their restraints. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord ridicules them. Then he speaks to them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. I have consecrated my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the Lord's decree. He said to me, "You're my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will shatter them like pottery. So now, kings, be wise. Receive instruction, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverential awe and rejoice with trembling. Pay homage to the Son, or he will be angry and you will perish in your rebellion, for his anger may ignite at any moment. All those who take refuge in him are happy." My goodness gracious, as I read these chapters, I'm reminded once again that people as a race have not changed at all. It sounds as if David wrote those words today, doesn't it? It's always good to be reminded of God's promises to bless those who love him and obey him, but it's also good to be reminded that God is a God of wrath, too. Those that are evil will not, in the end, prosper. God's justice is holy and right and true. Aren't you glad to know that his invitation is to every man, woman, boy, and girl? His will is that none would perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. Amen. Tomorrow we begin the book of Job, one of my favorite books. We will read the first two chapters. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.